Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jerry and Gio for another day. Boomer will be back tomorrow. It is Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Can I update a story?
Yes, please do.
How I remember this, I have no idea.
Okay.
This is dated February 27, 2005.
Gee, 13 years
ago. I don't know why I remember this story. Bill Pulsifer took a job in Port St. Lucie or wherever as a groundskeeper to try just to get back in baseball somehow.
I mean, but how does that get you back in baseball if you're just raking the field?
Well, you're around it. Maybe when you have some time off, you start throwing a little bit. I don't know. But 2005.
And did I mean, obviously it didn't work, did it?
I don't think so.
No, I mean, he didn't get it like an appearance with the Twins or something.
Maybe he had some tryouts somewhere. I don't know. But yeah, he worked at the Mets complex in Port St. Lucie for a while.
Wow. He was a real intense guy. See, Isringhausen was my guy out of those three, and he ended up being somewhat, I mean, pretty good career.
He was very successful at St. Louis.
Right,
sure.
a really good career. And then Paul Wilson, he was kind of boring. Pulsifer was fun to watch, though. He was like super intense and... But all three, I mean, it's just amazing to think about. You know what? The Mets weren't all that far off from it happening again.
Yeah.
Thank God Jacob DeGrom has turned into a very consistent...
Syndergaard is still young and has a great chance to be great. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Mats, if he can ever stay on the field.
I mean, let's hope.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's a guy who's had two extended DL stints the last 2 years and hasn't been all that great when he has
pitched.
You're
right. All right, Wheeler. I'll give you that third one.
All right.
Maybe him.
Maybe. Erica's here. And you and Erica were in the same intern class all the way back in what year was that?
1997.
Yep.
1997. Yep. You guys, look at that. Isn't that unbelievable? That's a good one.
Yep.
That's probably the best intern class ever, right?
There's three of my former interns.
That's right.
There you go.
I was really Spitz more than you, though.
We were running the program together.
Right. I was really more Spitz than you.
I remember I came
in
for an interview and... I remember that day so vividly.
Yeah, I do too. I was excited to see Mark Malusis in the newsroom. I said, "That's Moose," when I walked by him.
Another former intern.
He's like, "Hey, man, that's good luck in there."
Yeah, Jerry and I started. We started the same day, right? And there was that kid that gave out business cards.
I don't
remember that.
I
do you don't
not.
Remember that?
1997 intern class.
I just remember Tom Krasnicki.
Yeah.
Who is smarter than us living in Tampa right now.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Of course.
He
All
did
right.
better.
Well, welcome back,
well,
Erica.
Thank you. And I made sure to have a lot of material so
Good.
That I didn't run out so that you would bring up my time at a massage parlor in Montreal.
Do you know that story from Jacob?
I do know the story.
All right. So, yeah, people...
Which is highly
is
not
Is there
for
any
air.
Way right. that that story could
no.
be told? Exactly.
No.
No, there definitely is.
It's him. Like, you can't... No.
He's we
like
should all give it a shot.
He's like the Les Nessman of, like, updates. Like, yeah. He's just very...
Right.
Straight.
So, if people missed it yesterday, we had Jacob Wilkins filling in on updates, and he had a horror story that happened to him at a bachelor party in Montreal that he can't tell on the air. But do you know the story?
I know the story, yeah.
It's an unbelievable story.
It's an unbelievable story.
Now, if you're me, you try to make him tell it on the air.
He's not going to tell it.
Right. But at least you give it a shot. You got to take a swing.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. I would say, yeah. But right. he wouldn't be able to tell it in a way that would be
but him just
remotely
trying.
Appropriate.
Right. But him just trying is funny. Right?
All
right?
Well, I came up with plenty of material, so you can't dig up dirt on me and expose me for all the
All right, let's hear
debauchery.
It.
All right. After this report brought to you by London, visit the engagement experts at Americana Manhasset, East Hampton, and Westfield World Trade Center. Well, after an absolutely awful weekend in Boston, the Yankees traveled to Chicago last night and shut out the White Sox 7-0. Lance Lynn, the story from this one, he made his first Yankee start, fired 7 1/3 scoreless innings of two-hit ball, retiring 19 straight batters at one point. Here's Lynn, who says... Mission accomplished.
I came to this start knowing that I needed to do my job and I needed to do it at a high level. And I came out and had a good start. You know, the offense gave me some runs. Defense did a great job. And, you know, we're here and we won. And hopefully I can keep doing that and we can make a run at it.
Well, the Yankees scored 2 in the 4th, 2 in the 5th, 3 in the 8th, including solo shot from Gleyber Torres and a 2-run jack from Neil Walker. CC Sabathia gets the start tonight against Reynaldo Lopez. The Yankees begin the day 9 games behind the Red Sox. for first in the AL East. The Mets continue their series at home against the Reds. It'll be Jason Vargas facing Sal Romano. Last night, the Mets built a 5-0 lead and held on to beat the Reds in the series opener 6-4. Big night for Jeff McNeil. He went 3-for-4 and homered. Wilmer Flores also had 3 hits and chipped in with a pair of RBI singles.
I like this guy, McNeil.
You do.
Saw him Sunday. He had a big line drive base hit to right. Home run last night. I don't know. Is he 30? Is he a 32-year-old rookie? I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's 26.
Yeah, so far so good.
Yeah, no, I know.
12-for-33 or something?
I mean, I shouldn't hold my disdain for the Mets organization and their lack of organizational depth against Jeff McNeil and what he's doing right now. But I kind of am, you know, like I don't want to get excited
Not
about
his
Jeff
fault.
McNeil.
You know what? He's gotten an opportunity so far, so good. He's taking advantage of it.
Right. But I mean, it's still, I mean, seeing a guy where number 68, who's 26 years old, I'm supposed to be sold that he's a prospect. I mean, it's just.
Wasn't Austin Jackson wearing 16?
Yeah, but we know
that
he
drives
stinks.
You nuts.
Right.
Yeah,
I guess
he doesn't stink. I mean, Austin Jackson's been a decent pro.
Yeah.
But you're going to give him Doc Gooden's number?
Yeah. Well, they don't care about that stuff.
I know
it's
they
amazing.
Don't care about it, but I don't know.
Who was the pitcher that I remember Keith Hernandez couldn't stand he was wearing number 17? He was a reliever. I don't know. I'll look it up.
I don't know. But I will say this, being at the game the other day, the Haji t-shirts.
Yeah.
Are all over the place.
Are they? From his site?
Yes. They are all over the place. I mean, he's selling some shirts.
Yeah, well, good for him.
A lot of product.
Right. I mean, I wanted him to bring us those shirts that day, and then he said he was going to send some stuff over, and I don't think he did.
That's on him then.
Right. He's been very busy, so I don't think he's going to. Yeah, but he's got some good stuff over there. I did get from a former fan employee, bought me some stuff over the Keith Hernandez site for the baby. Lou Zambrano works at CBS 880. He heard us talking about that. Got me a Keith Hernandez onesie for my daughter.
That's cool.
Yeah, so my wife has not put her in the onesie yet.
And she will not.
Right, probably not. If it doesn't have a tutu on it or some...
It's not pink.
Right, sparkles, it's not going to happen.
Get it.
Right.
All right, well, Noah Syndergaard pitched 6 1/3 innings, gave up 4 runs, 6 hits, says he was not at his best.
Felt pretty mediocre out there. I didn't feel like I had the best stuff in terms of mechanically and in terms of stuff. I was able to go out there and survive through 6. I just kind of ran out of gas in the 7th. But at that point, the offense had supplied enough runs for us to win a ball game, and the bullpen came in and shut it down.
You know what was nice about the offense too early? It wasn't, you know, get a guy on and hit a home run. I mean, they strung together base hit after, and nobody cares at this point, but it was, I don't know, it was like real baseball again, as opposed to strikeout or home run, which is pretty much what the game's become.
Dae-Sung Koo was a guy I was thinking about who wore number
17. He wore number 17?
Yeah, Dae-Sung Koo. Listen to some of these. Wilson Delgado, Dae-Sung Koo, Jose Lima, David Newhand.
These all wore number 17.
Yeah, Fernando Tatis.
Tatis, I remember.
Do you remember Satoru Komiyama?
I do. Yeah.
He wore 17. Jason Anderson. I don't remember.
I don't remember him either.
Mike Bordick, Kevin Apier.
Mike Bordick.
Yeah, I mean.
Didn't they sign him late in the season after the Orioles cut him?
Well, I thought they traded for him. He hit a home run in his first
at-bat.
And
then he did nothing after that.
Yeah. I mean, it's 16. Oh, LaDuca wore 16. Angel Pagan. Oh, my. Matsuzaka wore 16. God. Kevin Kaczmarski. What a disaster. I mean, I don't know why they don't protect some of these. You don't have to retire every number, but protect them a little bit. Put them in 68, 69, 75, whatever. All right, what else? Sorry.
Before the game, the Mets played a video tribute in honor of Matt Harvey's return to Citi Field, and it lasted a whopping 48 seconds, and surprisingly did not include that picture of him flipping the bird from the hospital bed or his appearance on Bravo's Watch What Happens Live or him at a Ranger game when he should have been rehabbing in Florida. Here's Harvey.
America taking
says,
shots.
That just seems so ridiculous. I can't stand it. Here's Harvey who says he regrets all that drama.
People make mistakes, and I definitely made a lot of them, and I think that's kind of goes with the emotions of coming back here.
Didn't he also, against the Cubs, didn't he also miss a workout? Right?
Yeah, right.
And
you're
he
right.
said he got a flat tire with the Hummer or something like that?
Yes.
Or some nonsense?
So you had a problem with the video then, Erica.
Well, I just think it's stupid. But you know, well, it's just the state of the Mets when you have nothing to celebrate.
All the teams
you
do
make,
it. All
know.
The teams do it. It's not just the Mets.
That's I did think it would all end differently, somehow less ignominiously.
You don't have a problem
so,
with it?
No.
I don't. No.
Why?
Not at all.
Because
it was a minute. It was fine.
Yeah, but he was just a pimple on the butt of the Mets for
the
all those years.
Well, as Greg has pointed out, the whole history is a pimple on the butt of baseball, essentially.
Yeah.
Basically. I mean, name a guy who was more important to the Mets in the stretch that he was there. Was there a guy? Because I don't think so.
No, I don't know that if he was so important or that he just sucked the air out of the room every time he did something or another. I mean, the guy was on the front page.
He was a lightning rod.
He was on the front page for a lot of negative stuff. I mean, it wasn't.
How much of that? I mean, some of it was his fault, as we know.
Holy Titanic, Batman, we're going down for the last time.
Don't be a pessimist, Robin.
When you think of Matt Harvey, don't you think of just drama and chaos?
Sure. Right, but I
We can't. And the whole Dark Knight nonsense.
Right, but I mean, we can't discount
the good
moments.
It wasn't nonsense at the time.
Yeah,
right. At the time, it was real.
You got to remember, too, this is about the fans. And the fans loved that guy at one point. Absolutely
and
loved him.
And hated him.
I understand. At the end, things are never hunky-dory. But I remember saying yesterday, the start that he had, his first start back at home after the Tommy John surgery, I was there, and people were just absolutely throwing bouquets at him when he came. It was so important to them. Till 48 seconds when he comes back, you take the high road. Like, well, who cares?
But I think it's all relative, because when you're the Mets and you don't have a lot to celebrate, and he's your guy, then you're going to get up for it.
Right. It's more of an indictment on the Mets than anything else, right? Because they didn't have anybody. If they actually had a good storied history with a bunch of guys that you felt great about, then that would have never happened. But they don't. And that's the best that they've had since 2013 or whenever he came up. So,
right. And part of me feels bad for him, because I think he played the whole thing wrong. Like, he started off just totally
every
playing
wrong step.
Every wrong move. Yep. Like, he wanted to emulate Jeter, and he couldn't have been less Jeter than the way he behaved.
Yeah.
So. All right, Harvey's not scheduled to pitch in this series, so there's that. Meanwhile, reliever Roberto Osuna picked up the win in his first appearance for the Astros last night. Some fans booed when he entered the game in the eighth inning. Osuna hadn't pitched in the majors since May 6th while he was serving out that 75-game suspension for violating baseball's domestic violence policy.
Now, I'm glad you brought up the Astros, because we talk about injuries and the way teams deal with injuries. You know what the Astros are going through right now?
Yeah, I know.
Injury-wise?
Right.
Altuve's out.
Yep.
Correa's out. Springer's out. McCullers may not come back. McCann is out. I'm sure I'm missing someone else. And they still have good talent and depth, but, I mean, Marwin Gonzalez, it's the home run last night. But it is incredible what they're going through right now.
Yeah, and we're sitting here talking about Judge and Sanchez, like the entire roster has been gutted.
I mean, if I just said Altuve, Correa, and what's his name? Springer.
Yeah.
That should be enough to basically sink that team.
Right, absolutely. But, I mean, hey, the only pitcher that they lost was McCullers in that whole thing, and that's really what keeps it alive.
It does help, yes.
All right, contract talks between the Giants and Odell Beckham Jr. continue, and depending on who you speak to, the two sides are either making progress or not making progress. Regardless, OBJ continues to say the right things. According to reports, the Giants are currently valuing Beckham at less than the $16 million per season Sammy Watkins received in Kansas City. LeBron James, proving why he did go to L.A. in the first place, signed on as an executive producer for a three-part documentary series called Shut Up and Dribble. The name is in reference to what Fox News host Laura Ingraham told the basketball star he should do instead of talking about politics. The Showtime series will take a look at athletes and their roles in the current political climate. The series debuts in October.
All right, Erica, we have any reads here? No, Al, we do have something coming up. So, I mean, LeBron James, who was always dipping his toe in some of that stuff, the social issues, is now going full bore now, it seems like, into it with the school, of course, and now this. So I guess the latter part of his career is really going to transition into someone who's going to have his voice heard in all sorts of ways.
If anybody can, it's him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.